This is Fresh Air. In 1977, Jim and Susan Newman of Evanston, Illinois, started a mainstream jazz record label called Beehive. They released 16 LPs over the next 7 years. Now the complete Beehive recordings have been reissued on CD for the first time. Our critic Kevin Whitehead says that hive contained a lot of honey.
Baritone saxophonist Nick Brignola and Pepper Adams playing the bebop anthem Donna Lee at a slightly insane tempo. It's from 1978's Baritone Madness, the first LP that came out on the Industrious Beehive label. Some folks say mainstream jazz almost died out in the 70s, but hundreds of bebop-oriented musicians and their diehard fans stayed the course. Beehive catered to that audience, spotlighting some superior players who weren't household names, like Nick Brignola or his fellow saxophonist from upstate New York, tenor man Sal Nistico. Sal Nistico with Sam Jones on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. The players heard in Mosaic's whopping 12 CD box of the complete Beehive sessions include pianist Billy Taylor, Dick Katz, and label regular Ronnie Matthews, guitarist Sal Salvador, saxophonist Clifford Jordan and Von Freeman, and drummers Jimmy Cobb and Chicago hero Wilbur Campbell. There are also great trombonists, Curtis Fuller, Eddie Burt, Jimmy Nepper, and plunger mute master Al Gray, who drops in for a couple of numbers. The suburban Chicago couple who ran Beehive must have treated musicians right, because a bunch of them did multiple sessions. A few records put three horns in the front line, and their players stay busy, beefing up harmonies and filling in backgrounds, so you get textural variety and hot solos. The raucous Manhattan Walk is from a 1978 date by the elusive and sometimes wayward trumpeter Dizzy Reese. That's Albert Daly on piano. Sound quality on some Beehive sessions can be a little harsh, but the label's artistic standards were generally high. The scene-stealing performances in the Beehive box include one speedy solo by guitarist Al Gaffa. In the 70s, Gaffa backed a few notable singers, including Johnny Hartman, who made one of his final records for Beehive in 1980.
Is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself. Love is only a dance. I'll try to go by myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself like a bird on the wing.
Johnny Hartman. Beehive kept going into the mid-80s, broadening its stylistic reach with LPs that featured bluesy saxophonists Arnett Cobb and Fathead Newman. There was also some tightly arranged music from the New York Jazz Quartet, the only working band on the label roster. Composer Frank West is on tenor sax, and George Mraz bows the bass. The New York Jazz Quartet's Roland Hanna on piano and Ben Reilly on drums, 1981. By then, jazz was changing. Neo-boppers Wynton and Branford Marsalis hit the scene, bringing a lot of that talk about how the 70s was a jazz wasteland, instant cultural amnesia. Since that attitude still lingers in some quarters, it's good to have this rebuttal evidence from the Beehive label back in circulation, if only in a mammoth box set. Straight-ahead jazz never really went away. You just had to be looking for it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the complete Beehive recordings on Mosaic. Tomorrow, I'll talk with Tracy Stewart. She and her husband, John Stewart, are starting a farm animal sanctuary, which has long been Tracy's dream. She's an animal advocate, a former vet tech, and describes herself as obsessed with animals. She has a new book called Do Unto Animals. We'll also talk with the book's illustrator, Liesl Ashlock. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.